AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Attorneys for Colorado theater shooter James Holmes are expected to wrap up their case today. Jurors could then start deliberating next week on the central question in the trial, whether Holmes was legally sane when he unleashed the attack that left 12 dead and 70 injured. The AP's Sadie Gurman reports Holmes' attorneys have done their best to convince the jury that he was insane.
We've heard from jail guards and doctors and other folks who observed Holmes in the aftermath of the shooting and found him psychotic. His behavior was odd. We've seen videos of him, in his jail cell running headfirst into walls and falling off of his bunk.
Defense lawyers plan to call one more witness, show jurors video clips of Holmes from a jail surveillance camera, and then rest their case. FBI Director James Comey says his agency believes it stopped potential acts of violence in the month before the 4th of July. Comey said authorities suspect some of the more than 10 people arrested during that time were planning to commit violence tied to the holiday. 10 o'clock this morning is when a ceremony will be held to remove the Confederate flag from the South Carolina Capitol grounds. Governor Nikki Haley signed the bill yesterday.
With that, I am proud to say that the bill has been signed. I do want to also acknowledge these 9 pins are going to each of the 9 families of the Emanuel Nine.
With the removal of that flag, the NAACP says it will consider ending its 15-year boycott of South Carolina's economy at its national convention this weekend. Greece seeking $59 billion as part of a new bailout package, according to draft legislation submitted to Parliament. Marketing professor Aristides Dimopoulos isn't happy with concessions Greece appears ready to make.
If this is Eurozone, we don't care if we go out or in. If this is life to be a slave, we better be dead.
This is AP Radio News. Serena Williams is in Saturday's Wimbledon final, still on target for a calendar year Grand Slam.
Serena Williams has won through to her 8th Wimbledon final after a straight sets win over Maria Sharapova. Williams' 6-2, 6-4 victory was her 17th successive win over the Russian. Williams will now be chasing her 6th Wimbledon crown, her 4th consecutive major, and her 21st career Grand Slam title. She will have a new challenger in the final, that when she takes on the 21-year-old rising Spanish star, Gabina Muguruza, who reached her first ever major finale with a fighting 3-set win over Agnieszka Radwanska. Graham Agars, London.
The head of a Latino civil rights group is calling on more organizations to follow NBC's example and cut business ties with Donald Trump. Alex Nogales, president of the National Hispanic Media Coalition, says the PGA's decision to move a golf tournament from a Trump course was a step in the right direction. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.